And I think with all kids, but especially those kids who have multiple things going on in their lives and their minds, it's really vital, because with both gifted kids and when I worked with kids with special needs at the other extreme, what I found was they can pretty much tell within a day or two whether you're legit, whether you're there for them or not. So to me, all learning is social emotional. And for kids who have complex lives, complex behaviors, I think it's even more vital that we look at the social and emotional piece, especially in the era of COVID. I know that there's a lot of talk right now of, when kids do get back to school, how do we assess them academically? And I think that's the wrong question to ask. It's going to be a real slog over the next year to 2 years at least, trying to determine who's learned what. But if we really focus on who they are and what their needs are, not only the kids, but the teachers. A lot of teachers have lost just as much as kids have lost. And so I think we really, at this point in our lifetimes, and this point in, what's been going on with the pandemic, I really think the social and emotional needs for all kids is vital, but especially for those kids either at the extremes or who have some neurodiverse issues going on, it really is vital.
It seems like educators and sometimes even parents fall into like two camps. One says that schools should focus primarily on academic rigor, pushing kids toward a good GPA. And the other camp recognizes the importance of academic rigor, but believes social and emotional growth has to be at the foundation. Have you moved at all between those two camps throughout your career?
I think I used to separate the academics and the social and emotional in ways that I no longer do. And I learned early on when I taught kids who were in my class for either behavior issues or cognitive delays or anything, that they really, obviously they wanted to succeed. Obviously they wanted to do well academically, but at the same time, there were these forces in them either telling themselves they weren't good enough, they weren't as smart as the other kids. And unless we focus on that and try to bring that together with curriculum, I don't see anymore how we can separate curriculum from social and emotional learning, because virtually every time you give a lesson to a kid, the kid's either thinking to himself or herself, I love this lesson, or I hate this, or I'm going to fail, or I'm going to do well. So how do you separate that from the content itself? And I think we've artificially divided cognitive learning from social and emotional learning. And I just don't think that's ever been true. And this, if anything, the pandemic has given us, I think it's a focus on how we really do need to connect these two pieces rather than keep them arbitrarily separated.
In my work with kids, especially those with different needs, I've noticed the social and emotional piece is far more important to them in their educational experience, where neurotypical kids can sometimes get by with, just focusing on academics. It's important that we don't always just teach to the middle.
Let me give you one example. I said I'm still a teacher, but I'm a very part-time teacher. I work 2 days a month in a high school in South Carolina for gifted kids. And it's a specially designed school. It's a public school. And the kids are selected in eighth grade from out of the 3,000.